Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Friday afternoon, we bring in well-known faces, familiar voices to chat about their summers from long ago. And today I'm joined by a journalist, Brian Dobson, who's with me in studio. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Andrea. Thank you very much for having me.
Not at all. Well, you've loads of time now to enjoy the summer.
Well, I deliberately retired. I retired early and I deliberately retired at the beginning of May last year.
Yeah.
So I would have the summer in
front of me. Get a good run at the summer.
Yeah, if I'd gone for the duration, I would have been retiring to my birthday, which is in October.
Ah, that didn't
seem
okay.
Like a good idea.
Yes.
So I went a bit early just to take advantage of that.
Why not? Mm. You enjoy the summer then?
I do very much. I'm a summer person, although I was born in the autumn.
Yeah.
I love the long days. Even if it's not warm, and we're having a good summer this year, but even if it's not the best of summers, I love the light. I just love the late evenings where it's still bright at 10 o'clock or half 10.
Yeah.
And I just think there's something very special about that.
What's your first summer memory, Brian?
Well, my early summer memories involve going with my dad to cricket matches.
Right.
Yeah. Which is
Dublin.
In Dublin. Yeah, yeah. Dublin and environs. So my dad and my uncle were cricketers, pretty useful, played senior cricket. By the time I came along, they had retired, but were still involved in the club. And my dad would go each Saturday. He'd follow the team, our home game, which was a ground near us in Sandymount in Dublin, or we'd go off to cricket grounds around Dublin and beyond, up into North County Dublin and various places. So that was childhood summer. And pretty well every Saturday, I think. That's what I did.
A little bit of touring about then.
That's right. I suppose I got to know Dublin and places, parts of the city that I mightn't have discovered otherwise.
Because I wouldn't, at the time, it was obviously a pretty big sport, was it at the time?
I think it's a kind of a pretty niche sport, but there would have been, I suppose there was a dozen or more clubs playing in the Leinster League and, Phoenix Park and Clontarf, Malahide, Leinster, which is in Rathmines, the YMCA, which was my own family's club, lots of grounds that I went to. I remember as a child going, and there was great freedom associated with it because you were let off to play with the other kids,
whose dads were playing.
And I remember one occasion going out to the Phoenix Park and wandering off and just discovering the magazine fort, that building that's adjacent to the 15 acres, and just being able to kind of have freedom, I suppose.
Yeah.
Really, that's it, isn't it? That's a lot of what the summer
Enjoy
is about,
it.
Isn't it? Freedom.
Yeah. Do you what's your best summer holiday if you're looking back? Where was your best summer holiday?
Well, I think some of the ones with the children when they were younger. We have two daughters now; they're grown up now, and they make their own holiday arrangements. But we used to pack the car with all our stuff and the kids, and we go off and we get a ferry to France. Stay in a caravan somewhere. We weren't hardcore campers, we had a mobile home or that sort of setup, and those were wonderful holidays. I suppose just because we were there as a family, having a bit of time together. There can be a bit of tension around that as well.
Of course, no escape between the camping and the car over in the boat, and it's busy.
And the girls used to always enjoy the boat, actually, which was interesting. My wife's not a sailor, so she was sort of dreading it, but we got to the other end in one piece on each occasion, I'm glad to say.
I was always so jealous of people who went to France on the boat on holidays. Always so jealous. I was thought it's like, there was just such a sense, I suppose, of adventure involved, children.
You're going foreign and you're going across the sea. And you're also, you're very aware that you're travelling. It's why I love travelling by boat or by train. Mm. I mean, in practical terms, it's great to get an airplane and just a few hours later step off. But when you travel, that sort of slow travel, you appreciate the journey and you appreciate that you've actually covered distance and you are somewhere quite different to the place that you left.
Pre-RTE, in your post-school years or during school, Brian, did you have a summer job?
I did occasionally. My dad, again, he worked in the wine trade and I had jobs working, in some of the companies that he
Brilliant.
Was associated with. So I did a bit of that, lugging boxes around
filling bottles.
And delivering things to restaurants or off-license or bars or whatever. So I did a bit of that. And then in college, I had a job in, of all things, a photographic lab. Now, I probably have to explain to people on what a photographic lab.
Yeah.
But we used to have cameras with film in them and you'd take a photograph and then you'd taken all the photographs, you took the film out and you went usually to the chemist and they sent it off to a lab for processing. And I had a summer job on one occasion in a lab that processed the photographs and then sent them back to, for the chemist for collection. Yeah, it was very boring.
I'd say you saw all sorts though in the photos.
Yeah, there was a bit of strange stuff came through. All right.
I can only imagine.
Education.
Yeah. I remember we used to always, in nights out when we were younger, you always had a little disposable cheap cameras and you'd bring them in and get your photographs developed. And we used to always think, like, what must the people working in the camera shop think looking at these, you know, photographs that were so poorly taken.
A lot of the time you don't see it. They used to come out of the machine on a big long strip, and I think one of my jobs was cutting the photographs into the correct size so they could be packed and sent back.
If you won the lotto, Brian, do you have a dream holiday destination? If there's no budget now, you can just spend what you like, where would you go?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you need to win the lotto to do this, but I'd love to go to Antarctica. I'd love to do one of those trips down, you know, down to the, towards the South Pole.
Yeah.
Not to the South Pole, but down to Patagonia and then across the Drake Strait, which is that little narrow bit of water, relatively speaking, between South America and Antarctica. And that's something you can do. I mean, there are cruise companies that organise those.
I've heard that actually, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose because I'm fascinated by Shackleton and these polar explorers and, you know, that sort of period. And I think it'd be very exciting to be able to have an opportunity to do that. That's very doable. I don't think you'd need to win the lotto necessarily to do that.
Yeah, you don't have your sights in the Maldives now or anywhere like this, no?
No, I'm quite happy on a beach, you know, down in Portugal or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not a great, well, a little bit of beach holiday is nice, but I like to see things. I suppose it's part because one of the great sort of privileges of journalism is that you can end up in very interesting places, interesting times.
Well, you would have covered a lot, I suppose.
So,
you know, of that.
It's hard to beat that. You know, I mean, I've been in Rome on two occasions when there's been a papal conclave. Now, it's great to go to Rome.
Yeah.
I've been to Rome on other times, and it's wonderful to see the sights. But to be in a city like that at a historic moment, and I've had not many of them, but I've had a few occasions like that. So I do like to feel I'm engaging with something when I'm on holidays.
Yeah,
I mean, I like a few days where I just sit around and read.
Well, I was going to ask that. Are you a sort of a, you know, lying by the pool with a sangria kind of person,
No, I lie on a beach or you know, a day or two of that probably does me, and then I need to go and find something to do.
Yeah, and for you now, holidays do you try to travel around a little bit more? Do you staycation? Do you try to get abroad? Where would you typically tend to go?
Well, we don't really go abroad in the summer any longer. Because we don't need to.
No.
We don't have to accommodate school holidays or, in my case, work regime. So if we go away, it's often spring or autumn because it's cooler, you know, if you're heading hotter parts. So that's what we've tended to do. And, you know, nowhere particularly exotic, just somewhere a bit different. Where, you know, you can kick back and relax. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite person to holiday with?
Well, it would have to be my wife.
I love that people always feel the need to say that.
Well, she is my favourite person to holiday with, yeah. I mean, I do a bit of sailing when I'm not...
I was going to ask you about that, actually.
So, I sail, she doesn't sail, so I sail with pals of mine. Myself and a buddy have a boat, and then we have a group of people who would sail with us, and we were off last week just down the east coast of Ireland and down as far as Kilmore Quay. And that's lovely. I enjoy the company of those
doing
pals
that.
As well.
What do you sail?
It's a boat called Arrival 34. So it's quite an old boat.
Yeah.
And designed and built in the late 70s. So, you know, we need to all get on because there isn't a lot of space.
No. Yeah. It's
yeah. And, you know, one of the delights this year was Pat and I were taking a boat up to Carlingford in County Louth. And we sailed through the night on the shortest night, on June the 21st.
Lovely.
Which is a wonderful night. It was a lovely clear night. And, you know, we would do an hour about. So we'd relieve each other every hour for sailing. So we saw the sunset and saw the sunrise.
Amazing. Yeah. So that's your sort of little escape, is it?
That's definitely my escape.
Yeah, that's nice too, though. What are the three things you can't holiday without, Brian?
Prescription sunglasses,
right?
Because I need glasses to read. So I definitely have to. I definitely have to have those to hand. Otherwise, I'd be stuck. Barry's tea bags.
Oh, really? You're a Barry's man.
We'd never leave home without Barry's tea bags.
We used to do that years ago as kids as well. My mum used to always pack. It would have been Lion's tea bags, though.
And sometimes, I don't know if there's a third essential thing. I suppose, sort of on the food front, we might bring some porridge, some flavins.
Yeah, oats.
But I can get by without those. I suppose my credit card, you know.
Yeah, can't go anywhere without it. Do you read on holidays?
Yes. Yeah, I'd always bring a little stack of books.
And what are you reading at the moment?
Usually casual fiction. I'm reading a guy called Rory Clements, who writes these historic thrillers set around the sort of early, before and after and during the Second World War. So it's nice, light summer reading.
Yeah. And what about when you're on holidays? Are you a podcast fan?
No.
No, not at all. Just not.
Never really, I've never gone into it.
Really?
And actually, when I retired, it's something I said, I'm going to, because now I have a bit of time, I'm going to start listening to podcasts. Someone said to me, they're designed to be the perfect length for a walk. So 40, 45 minutes.
That's very true. Into the, well, not all of them, Brian. Some of them are over an hour, and I have a real issue with that. We do a pod squad on a Monday afternoon at about 20 past 12. You can tune in. We review podcasts. So you might get some
That's a good place
recommendations
to start.
Then. Yeah, so, actually, you might like this week's podcast was Titanic Ship of Dreams. It's a 13-part series all about the making of the Titanic and, you know, personal accounts, witness accounts. But it's the first time in a long time both of our Pod Squad members gave it 5 out of 5.
Okay, well, I've visited the Titanic Centre in Belfast.
Yeah, it's excellent, actually.
It's absolutely terrific. Yeah. It's really good because it explains the whole lifestyle of people who are working. It's very good on the whole.
I thought it was very interactive, museum for kids, actually, too. It's a good spot.
Well, I'll pick you up on that.
Something for your holidays now. What's your favourite holiday song, Brian?
I was thinking about that because you did forewarn me.
And what does it remind you of, more importantly?
I don't know if it's a holiday or a summer song, but it certainly evokes the summer for me. And it's California Dreamin'
by
the Mamas and Papas. And it's actually, I think, set in winter. Somebody walks into a church on a winter's day and thinks of the sun. And I think, you know, we hanker after the summer, don't we, through the darkest days of winter. And it just evokes that sort of period. The 1960s was a period of great hope and expectation. Young people were finding their voice. It's a bit before my time by a decade or so. But I suppose it speaks to the era that I grew up in.
Yeah.
It seems a very long time ago now, and we're in a very different time now. And I suppose the only thing about it is Mama Cass, who's one of the Mamas and Papas, doesn't have a solo on that particular track, and her voice is one of the great voices, I think, in popular music. But that'd be a song that just for me evokes, you know,
your memories of the summer
in the winter. Yeah,
well, look, we leave our listeners every Friday afternoon with our summer memories guests chosen song. So today we will leave you with Brian Dobson's. Brian, listen, thanks a million for popping in.
Thanks, Andrea.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
weekdays at midday on News Talk.